The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
What do you want to hit next, P? I guess let's go to the other NFC East game that was of note on Sunday. The Philadelphia Eagles and the come up of the week, Gardner Minshew.
What the hell?
Get the win.
You're giving up my award.
33-18 over your New York Jets, Pete.
Wait a minute.
I don't know. It was speculated all week long. Might get the start for Jalen Hurts. Comes to pass before the game starts. He goes 20 of 25, 242 yards, two touchdowns, both of them to Dallas Goedert, who I very wisely left on my bench. Not at all bitter about that. Zach Wilson did his best, 23 of 38, 226 yards, two touchdowns himself, and an interception. This game was kind of interesting early before the Eagles pulled away. The Jets, Pete, fall to 3-9. The Eagles, 6-7. There is a heartbeat as far as their playoff chances are concerned, but a huge congratulations to the come of the week, Gardner Minshew.
I cannot believe you did that. That's obviously my award. I've only given it out every episode of this podcast that we've done dating back to the,
it just felt Michael, right. I want you to know there was no plans to do that. Just felt right. Just off the cuff. I had to do it.
The problem with it. And here's what you're the definition of inconsistency when it comes to awards.
You
started out, you're like, oh, I'm going to have a new award every 2 or 3 weeks. And we've seen, like, the Thanksgiving dinner award, the green jacket was floated out.
The raspiest voice of the century then, goes to Pete Sweeney today, by the way. Just so you know.
Steal the yeet of the week. And as a commenter correctly pointed out, you don't even know what you're doing with it. And now you're taking the most prestigious award in Monday Football Monday, which is the come up of the week. And the come up of the week is not only for Gardner Minshew, it's for Minshew mania in general. You're going to have a situation here. And we all see it already because the questions are already being asked by Sirianni, where Hurts is going to come back. And guess what? On December 19th at noon Central, 1 Eastern, whatever it is in the West Coast, Hurts is going to lose to the Washington football team. And then you are going to have Philadelphia saying, we need to run the table. We need to put Minshew out for these final three games against the New York Giants, the Washington football team, and the Dallas Cowboys, and Minshew mania right after Christmas. It's going to be the Christmas gift that nobody wants. It's going to be Minshew mania in Philadelphia, the come up of the week, and it's a future come up of the week. Wait for December 26th. That week of Christmas, people are going to be clamoring for Minshew, especially, and I predict this, especially when Hurts loses to the WFT. There you go.
Coming soon, come up of the week. I like it. Look at how prophetic.
Well, I had to, you know, when you go and steal my content, I have to adjust on the fly and make sure it's unique. So there you go.
That was seriously, Pete, that run right there. Just, I mean, that was peak Pete Sweeney right there. The New York Giants. I mean, just look at this guy. He don't miss Pete Sweeney. This game ended with 4 Jake Elliott field goals. Those were the last 4 scores in this game.
I wrote any other notes. I had to go on the fly there. No, I didn't really write any notes. Miles Sanders, buck 20. Goddard, welcome back to the universe. And yeah, Elliott with the 4 field goals. That's all I had as well.
Congratulations to Gardner Minshew. Congratulations to our friends at Bleeding Green Nation, who now on their bye week have to deal with 2 weeks of, I think Gardner should start over Jalen Hurts. That won't get annoying at all.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.